Good morning. I'm Lynn Scher, and for John Hockenberry, it's Monday, August 16th. Here's Celeste.
Good morning. How are you, Lynn? Let's get right to the morning's news, because there's a lot of it. The new U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, has laid out the U.S. strategy and goals in Afghanistan.
We're here so that Afghanistan does not once again become a sanctuary for transnational extremists.
That is Petraeus speaking on Meet the Press from NBC. Petraeus also says the search for Osama bin Laden continues. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is asking the world to dig deep and give generously to Pakistan's flood victims.
These unprecedented floods demand unprecedented assistance. The flood waves must be matched with waves of global support.
Secretary Ban made the plea after flying over Pakistan's flood-hit areas over the weekend. The UN estimates the country's record-breaking floods are now affecting 20 million people.
China is now the world's second biggest economy after the U.S. Second quarter figures showed that Japan's economy is growing at just under half of 1%. In an hour from now, Gulf shrimp season opens. It is the first commercial season since the Gulf oil spill in this country. Meanwhile, BP engineers are finishing off the relief well to permanently plug the Gulf of Mexico oil leak. The well is expected to be finished this week.
California's Highway Patrol are investigating a Mojave Desert car race that became deadly. On Saturday, a race driver swerved into a crowd of spectators, killing 8 and injuring 12 people. The driver hasn't been charged. And legendary axist Zsa Zsa Gabor is critically ill. Gabor was hospitalized, bleeding and in pain on Friday. The 93-year-old star has been read her last rites.
And the average price of regular gas has gone up around 4 cents in the last 3 weeks. The Lundberg survey, which tracks gas prices and reports the average price, says it's now $2.77. Let's check the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,303. The S&P opens at 1079, and the NASDAQ opens at 2173. Later on in this hour, we will discuss a question more and more Americans are asking themselves. What should we do with our names after we get married?
And listeners had a lot to say about this.
Hi, this is Leslie Rasker-Fellner. I'm calling from Fairland, New Jersey. While I was living in Chicago, I hyphenated my name when I got married because everybody knew me by my maiden name, but it was a mouthful. When we moved back east to New York City, I dropped my maiden name, used it as a middle initial, and kept my married name.
That sounds complicated.
No one here knew me when I was single. Also, I really liked my married name.
It seems complicated, but you would be surprised at the incredible, huge, unbelievably vast number of permutations of names that people come up with when they get married.
I did take my husband's last name for one main reason. It was the same ethnic background as mine, which is Irish. If it was another heritage, I would have hyphenated in a second.
Which is an interesting take from Patty in New Jersey. But everyone has their own personal... I mean, there are strong emotions on both sides of this argument.
And there's no standard. There's no rule that you can follow today.
There is no standard of behavior. And you know what? That's probably a good thing. But this is an incredibly... interesting conversation that we're going to have later.
And Wade will tell our listeners what you and I have done.
That's right. But coming up, we're going to talk first about General David Petraeus, who, I guess, kept his own name when he got married. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.